LightAudioRecording.com. Hey, this is Ronan Fitzgerald from LightAudioRecording.com, the only dedicated resource for compact and affordable audio recording solutions. I know we're a month in now, but still, Happy New Year! How are ya? This is episode 15 of the Light Audio Recording Podcast, and of course, NAMM was just a couple of weeks ago. So, this episode will be covering some of the cool stuff from there. I think it was a good year for light audio recording. Hopefully, you'll feel inspired to plug in and make some music this weekend. Best known for speakers and turntables, Mackie announced their first foray into the world of microphones. And for some reason, I was surprised they kept the prices relatively light. The following prices are in US dollars. The EM89D is a dynamic mic for $69.99. The EM91C is a large diaphragm condenser mic that costs $79.99. Finally, the EM-USB also looks like a large diaphragm condenser mic, but with a USB connection, for $149.99. Obviously, my favourite is the traditional large diaphragm condenser, the EM-91C. It comes with a shock mount and a cable. They're such basic mics at such affordable prices, I feel like Mackie are testing the waters. I think they want to see if their brand name is strong enough to carry them competitively in a market where plenty of other companies are doing perfectly well. Several light audio interfaces were announced at NAMM, but I had two favourites that stood out. Firstly, best known for making proper full beasties that cost many thousands of dollars, SSL have released a couple of tiny baby audio interfaces. For $229.99, the SSL2 is 2 in, 2 out, and an extra $50 will get you 4 out and MIDI capabilities. They really do look like super small versions of their mixing desks. I like that they have a metered level right on them, rather than having to rely on software. Then I like the look of the Evo 4 by Audient. It's also a 2-in, and one of the top things it shouts about is its ultra-low latency. It's an interesting, futuristic-looking box, that's for sure. Sadly, there's no clarification on whether these will work with Chrome OS or Android. I noted a while ago that guitar amps in pedals are very on trend right now, so of course, NAMM had some. For a light budget, the Orange Terror Stamp seems a win. It's so named because it's essentially an even smaller version of the Tiny Terror range. To keep this compact and affordable, it's a hybrid amp with an ECC3 based preamp and a solid state power amp. It has two volume knobs. One will be your passive standard, then the second is most likely to be set at a higher volume for solos. That's what the single foot switch controls. Instead of a full EQ, it has a shape knob, which sounds like it has a similar function to the tone knob on other amps and pedals. It has a built-in cab emulator, and the gain knob sounds like it does everything from crunchy blues to squealing metal. It's an exciting box! Finally, NAMM is of course known for unveiling loads of guitars. Obviously, the big brands were there. Fender showed off some really weird stuff. Gibson announced a Slash signature line, and Epiphone brought their Inspired by Gibson collection. But whatever, New York Guitar Company and friends of Light Audio Recording, D'Angelico, were there with a slew of new toys. Of particular interest to Light Audio Recordists is their Mini DC. It's essentially a smaller version of their long-standing DC model, which is your classic semi-hollow archtop with F-holes and a couple of humbuckers. The warmth of such guitars sits nicely in the big fat guitar sound we like to make on a budget. The Mini DC is in the XL range, but there's also one in the affordable Premier range for $799. From the demos online, it looks like a great instrument. And that is all I have for you this month. Thank you for listening. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Light Audio Recording blog at lightaudiorecording.com, where you can follow the exploration of recording music in an affordable and compact way. You'll also find Light Audio Recording on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and Spotify. I'm Ronan Fitzgerald, this was episode 15, and I'll catch up with you on the last Thursday of February.